You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And Brad Friedman, publisher, editor, big cheese of the Brad blog, bradblog.com, is on the line with us. One of the best election sites out there, or at least election mechanism. You don't have so much of the standard mashed potatoes punditry. It's better. Brad Blog does a great reporting on voter suppression efforts and voting machines and all this kind of stuff. Brad, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Tom. I like to say that we focus less on the horse race and more on the track conditions at Brad Blog.
Well said. That's a brilliant metaphor. So what happened on Tuesday? How did our newly privatized, newly over the last, two decades, our newly privatized corporate run voting machines and electoral system work nationwide on Tuesday?
Well, it failed voters in state after state after state. If that's what you mean by how did it work, we saw, as you and I have previously talked about this election cycle, of course, we saw touchscreen votes flipping in state after state, in North Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, a bunch of close races could all have been affected by that.
Was this all Brad, was this all redshift, or was this flipping in both directions? Because the flipping in both directions is what I'm hearing in the corporate media.
While it did flip in both directions in some places, so far I'm seeing more flips from Democratic to Republican,
right,
as usual. That has historically been the case. There are cases, of course, where it goes from Republican to Democrat. We saw that in, I think, two states this year, Illinois and Maryland.
Yeah.
So it can happen, and I always caution that, frankly, it doesn't matter which way it flips. The fact is that voters can never know if those touchscreens actually recorded their votes accurately. So, I have a problem no matter who gets screwed by these systems. But,
right,
of course, it wasn't just the touchscreens. We saw all kinds of problems. For example, the electronic voter ID system in Florida went down in predominantly Democratic Broward County. That could have had an effect on the race, on the very close gubernatorial race down there. We saw missing registrations all over the country, some on purpose. For example, in Kansas, where the Republican Secretary of State Chris Kobach out there purposely kept some 20,000 registrations from being usable because the voters didn't include citizenship papers, even though they were not told to do so on the federal form. Some 50,000 registered voters in Georgia reportedly never made it into the system. That could have affected that senatorial race down there. States like New Mexico and Louisiana virtually shut down their motor voter registration programs under the National Voter Registration Act. So there's, paper ballots ran short in areas like Ferguson in St. Louis County, all over, which meant that the polls did not open in the morning for a lot of people, and people simply weren't able to vote at all throughout the day because of it. And then, of course, there's the incredibly bizarre case of what happened in Chicago. Did you hear about this one, these robocalls in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, for the election judges. Tell us about that.
Over the weekend, right before the elections, some 2,000 or more election judges, essentially poll workers, received calls telling them that they needed to attend one more session before they could become an election judge, one more training session. And if they couldn't do that, don't bother to show up. Well, some 2,000 of them did not show up on Tuesday morning in Chicago. One-fifth of the workforce, if you will, in Chicago did not show up. Many polls could not open for hours because of this. We don't yet know who these robocalls were from and who they were targeted, although election officials there seem to say that it targeted one party. It doesn't say which party.
Right.
But, again, you had this, surprising result in the Illinois governor's race, where the Republican ended up unseating the Democratic governor there.
Well, if a lot of the votes in Chicago,
open in Chicago, have an effect on that?
Yeah, boy, you want to suppress the Democratic vote, then just, you know, keep the polls closed for 4 hours on Tuesday morning in Chicago.
Yep. I mean, that's
what they did.
Exactly what happened. And, you know, I'm just sort of giving you a sampling of some of these. We got a lot more Brad blog. There's a lot more out there that I have yet to even be able to report on yet. And frankly, there's a lot that are still coming in. I always caution folks that, you know, we don't really know the extent of the problems, the inaccuracies in vote tabulation, problems that people had at the polls, et cetera. We don't really, you know that on election night. Sometimes it's the days, the weeks, even months after the elections before we can make sense of it, particularly when you've got a general election that takes place in 50 different states, you know, thousands and thousands of different voting jurisdictions around the country. And of course, we haven't even talked about the voters who have been suppressed thanks to these new photo ID voting restrictions in a whole passel of states this year. So,
yeah, the Brennan Center published a piece on that, suggesting that in several states, the margin by which Republicans won was smaller than, you know, the percentage that they won was smaller than the percentage of people who were turned away at the polls, because like in Georgia, 40,000 people, their names didn't even show up, you know, who just registered to vote, or voter suppression, you know, the number of people who were turned away in Texas. I mean, I don't have the piece in front of me, so I can't tell you which states they were pointing out, but it's that sort of thing, that the voter suppression.
Oh, yeah. Virginia had a new photo ID voting restriction this year that could have affected that race out there. There was a whole passel of states where that could have had an effect, and in Texas, reportedly, we have twice as many provisional ballots as we had in the future. That after the Supreme Court allowed this photo ID restriction to go through in Texas, even though they know it's unconstitutional. So all of these things have a huge effect, which is why it's, you know, somewhat troubling to see Nate Silver, who I respect, coming out and saying, oh, the pollsters, the pre-election pollsters got it wrong. Even though they're all independent, there's dozens of them, they all found the same thing. It was the pre-election pollsters who got it wrong. It wasn't the voting system or the voting laws or the voter suppression. So that's a little bit troubling to me, actually, that, you know, that he makes that assertion this early and at least does not take into account all of these other factors that we've just run through very quickly here.
Yeah. Why do you think that the pollsters in state after state after state were showing that the races were neck and neck, and then when the electronic voting machine tabulations were calculated at the end of the day, the Republicans walked away with it in state after state after state? What accounts for that difference?
Well, a bunch of those items that I just mentioned very well could account for those differences. Yeah. I mean, you know, the presumption that the pollsters got it wrong, I think, is exactly that. It's a presumption.
Right. It seems to me like that's the weakest of the arguments. But why is it that the corporate media is not talking about voter suppression? They're not talking about voting machines. They're not talking about the crime in Chicago. You would think that would be front page news.
Well, you would think that if you haven't lived in this country for the past decade. If you just came from another planet, I mean, that's what they do. They follow the horse race. You know, polls, pollsters, that's all horse race stuff. This other stuff, actually counting votes, actually pointing out to people that almost none of the ballots have actually been verified at this point. All of them are counted, almost all of them are counted by computers, even the paper ballots. They're tabulated either correctly or incorrectly. We don't know unless we count them by hand. We don't generally count any of them by hand.
Yeah. We had Bernie on the show yesterday. Yeah, we had Bernie on the show yesterday saying, enough with the electronic privately owned machines. You know, let's get back to paper. It is so spot on. Brad Friedman, editor and publisher of The Brad Blog. Bradblog.com is the website. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Tom.
Keep up the great work.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back.